I've been hearing some plinking of strings here
plucking.
In the studio. Plucking of strings. Oop,
picking.
Yep, there, it's here. There it is again. I knew that.
Man,
we got some live music here, folks. Listeners, you are in for a treat, and so are we. Dave and I are really happy to welcome Tim and Adam here, who've been on the Roadhouse before as a part of a much larger group of the five or six musicians you had.
I think there were six of us at the time.
Okay,
yeah.
The Black River Review, was it?
Yeah.
What you guys recall? What do you... So now you're just here as a duo. Are you going to be a duo when you perform tonight, or are you going to...
Yeah, we'll just be a duo tonight. I think Black River, we were here, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, the full band was here 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we've done this radio.
So it's just the two of you now are playing at the tavern.
The Gunflint Tavern,
tonight.
Yeah, 8:30 p.m. or so here this evening.
Yeah.
And
just two guys, a guitar, a banjo, and one microphone, just the old school bluegrass way.
Oh,
just
excellent.
One mic, and we back.
Well, I know that banjo is plenty loud.
Oh, yeah.
Amplification. That's
that
a great
lot.
Instrument. Yeah. So where are you guys out of? Let's tell our listeners a little bit, give us a little background
on
you.
Well, both Tim and I live in Duluth. Tim's originally from Duluth. I'm from quite a bit of ways. I grew up in Superior.
Oh,
right across the bridge.
Yeah.
A foreigner.
Yeah, actually, well, yeah. I grew up 10 miles out of Superior, so that's
an
a
immigrant.
Little far. Yeah, I am an immigrant.
Yeah.
I made the long, arduous trip over the bridge about a year ago, year and a couple months.
Huh.
And, you know, it's been hard acclimating, but I'm getting used to it.
Have you still got Wisconsin plates on your car?
Oh, absolutely. Still got my driver's license, my plates.
Yeah, like you only got to pay taxes every 2 years over there.
Exactly. Something like that. Wait, what are taxes?
We call it the better side of the bridge.
Yeah. The beer's it. Cheaper.
Sure.
And they sell it on Sundays.
That they do.
Man, you got it dialed in.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people drink Wisconsin beer over here too. So
yeah, we don't judge.
No, no. But you guys have some very good beer yourselves.
Yeah,
even right, you got Voyager right here. You got the tavern. They
Voyager
they,
and
two breweries.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That's
here
amazing.
So you guys are doing pretty good.
We copy Wisconsin.
It has been fun to see that develop.
Yeah, so Adam and I grew up in two separate towns, 15 miles apart, and here we are.
How did you get together as musicians?
Well, I had started Black River Review actually as a duo with one of my oldest friends, Ryan Labard. He was a banjo picker, but he moved away to Montana, and so I met up with some other folks, had a few different lineup changes, and then ended up meeting Tim through our current bass player, Ian, and that was... 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's probably 4 years ago. Adam and our old mandolin player, Nate, came down to the Minneapolis and stayed with my girlfriend and I at our house in Minneapolis. And got some mutual friends, and was like, who are these guys there? And about a little over 3 years ago, I moved to Duluth, and it was kind of all history from there.
Yeah.
Kind of started Black River as a five-piece or a six-piece at that point, and... It's been good. It's been a lot of shows in 3 years, a lot of experiences. Some members coming, some members going.
Vans coming and going.
About three tour vans in 3 years. Yep.
It's just so amazing to me to interview and talk to all the musicians that come through this show and realize how fluid musicians are and bands are in terms of personnel, in terms of style, and you know, there's a lot of shape shifting going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the consistent thing in Black River, and the Black River thing is Adam Staria. He grew up out south of Superior, Wisconsin, there, and the Black River runs right through his parents' backyard. I've been there a couple times, and it's beautiful. So
yeah,
a lot of these songs Adam writes, and he's inspired by the things, you know, the beauty of Duluth and Superior, and then. You know, the rest of the band comes along and shapes the sound kind of as we see fit, and we create something all together. But I think it really starts with Adam writing these songs.
Well, let's share a little bit with us right now.
Yeah, this is
tell us what you
want
to do.
Right?
Yeah, we've been playing this for for a little while, but it's an unrecorded song so far. We're hopefully going to do a new record here in the next few months, start working on it anyway, and this song called Just Can't Win. And Timmy Tucker's going to kick us off on the five-string banjo.
That's a great sound.
Toe tapping.
Yeah.
You guys get a lot of dancing at your gigs?
We hope so.
Yeah. Definitely.
Usually a lot of, you know, we find ourselves in a lot of bars and a lot of breweries and a lot of people like to enjoy music with a cold beverage. And after a couple cold beverages, they usually end up tapping their toes a little bit and maybe even dancing. We'll see. Hopefully tonight at the tavern, we can get some people out on the dance floor.
Do you ever get to play in like concert settings at all?
No, that's on my list of things to do. There's a great, there's a couple great spots in Duluth. One of them is Weber Music Hall at UMD, and another one is Sacred Heart, and that's a church in town. And both of those, I think, would be amazing to play a banjo in, or the whole bluegrass band.
Well, I hope
you get
to do that too. Yeah,
someday it's on my list.
Playing in the bars is a lot of fun because you've got such a receptive audience, but there's also a lot going chaos around.
Yeah, it's definitely a hit and miss. But I mean, most of the times it's great, but then you have other nights where we've played and, you know, no crowd response, but at the end of the night, they buy a bunch of CDs and you're just like, wait, what?
What? Where were you when we were?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You find all shapes and sizes.
But I mean, it the atmosphere that's created when you've got live musicians in a bar is a great atmosphere, though. So,
and that's why we really love coming up to the Gunflint. This is one of our favorite places to play.
It is sweet.
They treat us really well, and we always have fun one way or another. They got great staff there, and there's a couple regulars that are always come and dance with us. So we at least have a few people dancing. Last time we were here, we had a pretty fun crowd both nights.
Yeah.
So. Are you playing two nights this time or one?
Two nights as the duo. Yeah.
Friday and Saturday.
Same
time, same place.
I think the Friday night show is a little different than the Saturday show. We've been up here all day. We hang out. We go check out Artist Point. We hit all the little shops in town. We've got some time to relax and maybe sneak into some hot tubs. Or, you know, just kind of that drive up from Duluth.
You're getting to warm up a little bit here, though.
Yeah. That might help.
Friday night show is So a little more nerves, and Saturday we've got Grand Marais. We've got it figured out by Saturday night, so we're ready.
We've soaked it in, sang karaoke over at the Birch.
Yeah, we usually stop in at the Birch Terrace after the nothing.
Sometimes I throw my voice out singing Bruce Springsteen.
Adam's really good at karaoke. He's really good at like singing with a band too, like the real thing. But he's also really good at karaoke.
And that comes back to that cold beverage we were talking about.
And your Wisconsin roots.
Yes, sir.
But you talked about an upcoming album. Have you guys put something together in the past? You got anything on?
Yeah, we have two albums existing right now. Our first, we actually ran out of print, but I believe it's on iTunes, Spotify. It's basically anywhere you can get
it. On SoundCloud. There's links on our website. You can go to our website. It's just blackriverreview.com. And I think you can listen to both albums for free.
And I think you can download our first one.
You can download our first one for free.
That's not fair, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think we got rid of like 1,500 copies of that. I don't know how many of those we just gave away.
Yeah.
But nice. Our second album is still in print. Nice. And that came out 2 years ago now.
Yep.
And
I have lagged on getting that.
Yeah, when's the third one going to drop?
The third one. Well, the third one's interesting. There's all this new technology and all this. As a band, you know, we own a soundboard that can multi-track live recordings. So we've got some great live recordings, on the hard drive. And we could even, you know, it's a possibility that we could just sit in the basement and record our next album, or maybe go do it with a well-known producer, engineer, something like that. But it's
user friendly to operate.
User friendly. Yourself? I do.
Tim went to school for.
Yeah, I went to college for music and all that stuff. So it's cool. It's when it is time to finally sit down and record these songs, we'll have many different versions, some beer soaked versions, and some recordings of rehearsals.
And how would you make use of them all?
Just as a reference, like a demo almost. Okay. You know, we can create our own demos before we go into the studio and sit down and take it seriously and say.
I see. Okay.
Yep. That's something in the past. Our last two, though we're happy with them, they were done in very short increments, like going down. We recorded with a good friend down in outside of Minneapolis named Matt Bombich with Full Circle Studios and did a great job, but we just didn't take the time we probably should have. Looking back in hindsight, just kind of knocked it out in a weekend or two. Mm-hmm. And it'll be fun to take a different approach to it this next time.
Yeah, I think the next Black River Review album will be one that it'll be a little bit different, a little bit bigger, values, a little bit better.
Yeah.
We've learned a whole bunch on the way. And
yep.
So
that's cool.
I'm looking forward to making that album.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another piece that might be on it, or you tell it.
Yeah,
you play
we're going to, I think all the songs we play tonight are going to be the unrecorded tunes. Depending on how much time we have, I think these next couple tunes are going to be the new ones. This next one's called Along the Way. I wrote this looking out my window, looking over Lake Superior and Ficker's Brewhouse. I have a really nice view in my apartment, so... Just sitting there one day and threw this song together.
Yep. Banjo players are always tuning. We're playing out of tune.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Hey, sunshine's high on a windy day. I see all you thinking of him. You're smiling at me. I can't come. I mean, you want me to be. If you don't let me go my own way, if you don't let me go my own way. It's been 5 years and I'm living on my own, and I'm still trying to find my way. Survive, we can find a place, babe. Call it a home. Thank our lucky stars we're sitting here alive. We thank our lucky stars we're sitting here alive. Ain't at my window, them ships float along, still searching like a bird who's flying by. And then I know, long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head now. No, it don't matter. That's right. So take me back to that home on the lake. Forget those promises. Along the way, it all flies by. And I think of you, my dear, where you leave me with no other words to say. Yeah, you leave me with no other words to say. And at my window, them ships float along, still surging like a bird who's flying by. And then I know, long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head now. No, it don't matter where I lay my head now. Them ships float along, still surging like a bird who's flying by. And then I know, long as I'm with you, it don't matter where I lay my head now. No, it don't matter where I lay my head now. No, it don't matter where I lay my head now. No, it don't matter where I lay my head now.
That's Tim and Adam, folks, playing Adam's song inspired by the view of Fitger's Brewery and Lake Superior from his apartment.
Yeah.
That's a long title.
Along the way.
Might have to.
Yeah, that was nice.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Real nice.
How different is it for the two of you to play these tunes as opposed to your whole group? I mean, what's the challenge of just being two of you playing?
I think keeping the energy, you know, without mm-hmm. the bass and the percussion and all of that, keeping, mm-hmm. you know, yep. without having that rhythm section,
mm-hmm.
I think a little bit more about the bass, you know, my thumb and the bass and my yeah. playing.
Well, the banjo certainly does provide the...
Yeah, sometimes I get too excited and speed things up, or sometimes I do something cool and then I stop and I'm like, wow, that was really neat, and then I forget to keep playing. And so, yeah, for me, really, it's just like it's flexing my banjo muscles and really just.
Yeah, I suppose it's the rhythm section just keeps you all right in line.
It keeps
yeah.
the foot tap and it keeps us going. Yeah. You know, in bluegrass, we're all part of the drum. I had a friend of mine, Phil Nussbaum, who does Bluegrass Review. He was a teacher of mine down at McNally Smith College of Music, and that was something he always said is, in bluegrass, we're all part of the drum. You know, there's no drummer in bluegrass. So so just taking that idea with just the two of us, how can we be the drum and how can we keep the beat going and, mm-hmm. and keep people mm-hmm. dancing? One thing that I really like about playing duo shows is we slow things down a little bit. We try new things. We've done this a few times in Duluth at the Lake Superior Bakehouse. It's a brand new coffee shop and bakery in Duluth where we play once in a while every week for a month. But I'll be like, Adam, do you know what song was it? Do you know The Weights by the band? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I think I was like, and we had never played the song before together, but
yeah, it's kind of easier to just jump into things and wing things. But like Tim was saying, you don't have that solid rhythm section to kind of cover your tracks.
Sure.
And me especially, because I
and keep you on track.
Exactly. And our two percussionists, or I mean our percussionist and our bass player, are also really good backup singers and singers in their own right. So it's easier for me to sing having those. Mm-hmm. Those backup vocals, sure. So I don't have to stretch my voice as much.
That's something I'm working on too with banjo, working on singing and playing the banjo and mm-hmm. not just staring down at my banjo and making sure my hands are doing the right things, you know, trying to get out and sing a little bit more.
Well, Tim, you had training. You talked about the school you went to. Where is the school?
I grew up, my musical background is I grew up on piano and violin and viola, and got to thank my mom and dad for being patient and paying for all those lessons and dragging me around. And you know, when I said, "Oh, I want to quit piano and play violin," they were probably just going, "Oh, jeez." played in the orchestra all through high school and chamber orchestra, and just hung out in the orchestra room and was a pretty big nerd and all that. And after high school, I figured out how cool the guitar was and wanted to be a rock star and all that, and decided I'd head down to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I have some family down there, and went to college at McNally Smith College of Music for music business, actually, not for performance at all. But with that that 4-year degree, I was able to also take theory and sight singing and ear training and choir and bluegrass ensemble, where we put together a bluegrass band one semester, so I've got some musical.
Yeah, that's a really training. Good school. I've heard about that. Now that you mention it, I have a friend; his son went down there.
It started off as guitar tech and then turned into music tech, and now it's McNally Smith, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a great experience, and
it's a 4-year program at that.
Yeah, Bachelor of Arts in Music Business.
Wow, that's great.
So.
That'll make your folks proud.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're putting it to work. Now, you guys mentioned the sort of old-fashioned all-around one mic tonight. What's the roots of that?
It's kind of, have you seen, like, Oh Brother, We're Out There? And they just gather around the one mic and cut the record, and you kind of, that's like the...
Everybody leans in.
So these are all, you know, these are acoustic instruments and acoustic music, so it's kind of... You know, when I take a banjo solo, I'll step into the mic and then step back when it's time to just play rhythm. It's kind of, that's the roots of bluegrass, is playing acoustic instruments. You know, all of our instruments have pickups, obviously, because we're playing in these loud bars and all this, but it's just creates another level of intimacy.
Yeah.
Just gathering around one mic.
It's a lot easier to set up.
Yeah, it's a lot less equipment, too.
A lot easier on the van, huh?
Yeah. Yep, we only had to bring a car this time. We didn't have to bring the Shadow with us.
The tour van. Tour van stayed home this
week. The few listeners who don't know what a pickup is, what do you mean?
So it's on an acoustic instrument. It amplifies and electrifies the
sound. So you plug it in.
Plug it in just like
a little mic
guitar
inside your instrument somewhere, basically.
Yep. A piezo, you know, takes the vibrations from the strings and turns them into electricity, and then you amplify it.
Hmm.
I guess is a simple way to. Mm-hmm. So there's not really a microphone, but more like a contact, like a pickup on the bridge or.
Oh, I see.
In the guitar. So it's hard to turn that mic up loud enough when everyone's drinking and having a good time. So it's.
Yeah.
So, but it's nice to play these instruments acoustic, you know, how they're.
What you're doing for us.
Charlie Parr said, I think he says, if it's electric, it'll let you down.
So I've had that happen with my electric guitar.
Yeah.
It's a good mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are all acoustic on the Roadhouse. We thank you for that.
Let's hear
time for one for one more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We definitely have time for one more.
Right? Yeah, we're going to play a song, another newer tune. And actually, Tim brought this song to me with a chorus and some chords.
Yeah,
and,
I wrote this chorus in a songwriting class at McNally Smith, and the verses were just no good, but I kept the chorus and the chords around and finally brought it to Adam about 6 months ago, maybe longer.
I don't know. I think it was longer because we were at Lutzen when I kind of showed you what I had. So almost a year.
You guys go to the bluegrass gathering up here in Lutzen? Is that what you were referring to?
A couple things. We've done DeLutzen 2 years, and then what did we do last year? The spring meltdown or something like that.
Yeah, we did the meltdown. Yeah, we played outdoors, in April.
Yeah,
and it was great.
Yeah, it was. Thank goodness it was a beautiful day. But yeah, so we've played up there a few times, and that's another place that just treats musicians really, really well.
Yeah, the North Shore is great for playing music and just musicians. It's so beautiful and so inspiring.
No, we appreciate you guys coming up here and sharing. And let's have you share another one for our listeners before you go.
We will. It's called Them Kids. Walking down like you say you ain't got the time, but you take it as it comes every single day. Still you fall with every step, not learning what you could forget, but you tell the stars there must be a better way. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. It's all in what you choose. You're living like you got nothing to lose. Take one step, stop and ask them why. Stay too fast to the trigger. Your pride, they're growing bigger and bigger. Do you throw your hands, scream up to the sky? This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. Shadow in a crowded bar, a drink just roam a little too far. You hold that past too close to your side. Don't think twice, just take my hand. Quit digging them holes deep in the sand. You can feel them in, forget the foolish pride. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. This one's for the kids trying to figure out how to live. This one's for them kids, they're just trying to get their fix. They're just trying to get their fix.
There you are, folks. Tim and Adam. We can hear a lot more down at the tavern tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
8:30?
Yeah, about 8:30. It just depends on
musician time.
Yeah.
8:30-ish. 8:30 about.
8:30-ish, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Whenever the feeling properly moved.
Whenever they move the tables, basically.
Yeah, whenever people are done with dinner, then we can play.
Well, thank you both for coming in and sharing your bluegrass tunes for us.
Well, thank you.
Really nice stuff.
We really appreciate it,
Good
guys.
Luck.